Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Every day our thinking is being shaped by our society. Most of the time we're totally unaware that this is happening, but there is no way that we can avoid being influenced by the expectations and standards of the people around us, by the information and views that we receive through the media, and by ingenious and attractive advertising. We won't swallow all of it whole, but there is no way in which we can be immune from those many powerful influences. As J.B. Phillips put in his famous Bible translation, we need to resist the world's attempts to squeeze us into its own mould. The Apostle Paul said that what was needed was for God to transform us by changing the way we think. This is incredibly radical, but without it, we will continue to be the same as we've always been. When Jesus met Nicodemus, a respected Jewish rabbi, he told him that he had to be born again. This sounded like nonsense to Nicodemus, who couldn't understand how he could possibly enter his mother's womb for a second time. Jesus had to explain that the new birth that he was talking about was a new spiritual birth, which would lead to a new spiritual life. The only way for our lives to be transformed is by allowing the Holy Spirit to shape our thinking. It will never happen by our own efforts and reflections. The outcome of this transformative process is that we will know what God's will is, and that must be the ultimate goal for all of us. Every day, we need God's guidance to ensure that we're living our lives to the full amidst all the challenges, difficulties, and opportunities of life. Giving in to the world's pressures will only end in disaster. Day by day, we need to let God remould our minds from within. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that your Holy Spirit is constantly at work in our lives, helping us to think in ways that will glorify you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.